The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast for Thursday's edition. We'll be focusing on all seven races from Leopardstown this evening. The action gets underway at 5:55pm and Racing Radio will have live commentary, results and tips for all of today's racing, so make sure you tune into that. But right now it's myself, Michael Wood and Andy Holding to preview tonight's action. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Yes, fighting fit actually, Michael. Yeah, raring to go for the day yet again. I think Ascot's getting me well energised for this week. Loving the racing there, some spectacular action, and it carries forward into a decent card tonight at Leopardstown as well, might I add.
Yeah, Royal Ascot has been hogging the limelight so far, but tonight's action in Ireland should provide an excellent ending to a busy day of racing.
Absolutely, yeah, decent quality card. Group 3 there, of course, the Ballycora Stakes. Lots of good handicaps. Run on soft ground as well, so there's no sort of ifs and buts with regards to what the conditions are going to be, like we've had in the last few days. We know where we stand. And, plenty of decent bets on offer, I'd imagine.
Well, let's get straight into the action, Andy. We begin with the 5:55, a maiden over 6 furlongs, 14 runners in this one. Istan is the early market leader at 11-4. What would be your best bet here?
My best bet would probably be the Dermot Weld trained horse here, All Crazy Now, who's run to a consistent level on his first two starts. He ran behind Psychedelic Funk first time up, of course, who ran a blinder in the Coventry when finishing third behind the wildly impressive winner Calendar. He then improved upon that performance by finishing third to a useful horse of Judge of O'Brien's. I think it was Judge of O'Brien's first ever winner, technically, with his licence above the wind, as it were. So I reckon that those two runs put together certainly should give this horse enough qualities now and know-how to put it all together and run a huge race here tonight. His speed figures are good, and that's another thing that I'm looking towards in this race. Whether they'll handle the ground, of course, is obviously a mute point, but you can say that about quite a few of these. The only one who's been on conditions as bad as this is Istan, who looks the obvious threat, having finished fourth behind Van der Decken at the Curragh last time out over 6 runs. Of course, Van der Decken himself ran a really good race, I think finishing just out of the money in the Coventry, but certainly covering himself with glory. So those are the two that I'd imagine would be likely to be fighting out the finish here. But at the prices this morning, All Crazy Now, I think he's ran about 7-1. He looks the each way bet.
So All Crazy Now, the one that appeals in the opener. Let's move on to the 6:25, where we've got a Phillies maiden over 1 mile, 14 runners once again. What's caught your eye here, Andy?
Not a particularly strong race. I'd certainly look to get against California Dreaming, who's been running in races where it has very little chance, in all honesty, but she doesn't look as though she's going forward in a rush based on her last performance at Nace. A pretty tame and dismal effort when finishing 10th of 16 behind the Dermot Weld train, Hazmiran. And she hasn't got a massive amount of upside, I don't think, or she's got a great deal of scope. She's not a particularly prepossessing horse. So I'd probably look to oppose her or look for something else further down the line at a better price. And the one I've come up with here is Lauren Darno from the informed Jim Bolger stable. She's had 3 runs in her career, started after 7 at Gower and then has moved her way through the ranks. A decent mile run at the Curragh, next start towards the back end of last season. And she looked as though, A, she needed the run first time out at Navan, but more importantly, that was over 6 furlongs. And given that she's by Tier Filio out of a Vittori mare, there was no way in a million years for me that horse was ever going to be competitive over 7, 6 furlongs. And that's how it transpired albeit she got hampered on the inside and didn't get the clearest of runs. So we didn't really get a good chance of seeing what she's capable of. But stepping up to a mile tonight, with a bit of ease in the ground over this stiffer track, I'd expect Laurendano to leave her previous starts well behind and run a nice race there in that 6.25.
So Laurendano, the one that catches the eye in the 6.25. Let's move on to the 6.55, a handicap over 1 mile. Seven runners here, Andy, where Cockatoo Island is the early favourite at 2-1. What do you like here?
Yeah, I certainly think Cockatoo Island's got a squeak here. But he's yet to encounter ground as bad as what he's going to run on tonight. Of course, he's by Warfront as well. That certainly suggests that he might be a little bit vulnerable here. Whereas the speed figures point me in the direction of a couple of horses against him here. Most notably Cadra from the now-informed Mickey Halford stable, of course, fresh off the back of Portage winning the Royal Hunt Cup yesterday. So confidence will be high that this horse can follow suit. Now, she's had 3-4 runs so far in her career. Of course, three of them have come on the turf. And her last run, her first run this season as well as a three-year-old, was a very, very eight-catching one in a strongly run 7-furlong event down in Gowran. She was noted doing some really good work from the back of the field. She basically had no chance of winning because she could just get left behind in a rush as they quickened from the three-pole. But her last furlong work certainly suggested that she's going to be improved significantly when she's given a stiffer test. So this mile on softish ground should be right up her street. And I expect her to put it up to the favourite here. So she'd be the number one choice. But I'd also advise perhaps a little bit of a secondary glance at Zeb Grey, who comes in here in good form. Now, this is a bit of a class jump for this filly by Zebedee, but she's very much going the right way, and she'll handle the ground as well. Of course, she ran well on it at Tipperary 3 starts ago. That's a run behind Zavanna has been advertised on quite a few occasions, not only by the winner herself, but by several others in that field. And she wouldn't going away at the finish the other day down in Navan, so she comes here on a crest of a wave. So the prices this morning, you can get 3-1 for Cadra, you can get 5-1 for Zeb Grey. I think if you split your stakes accordingly, you won't be too far away there in that 6.55.
So Cadra and Zeb Grey, the two to look out for in the 6.55. Let's look to the 7.25, where we've got a academic rated race. Just the five in the field here, Andy. What do you think's the play here?
Oh, the play's got to be this Kalner Nog. She was my nap the other day when she won in Navan, and she did the job in fairly decisive and comfortable fashion as well. And that also proved that she's very flexible with regards distance-wise. She's obviously good over beyond a mile and a quarter of a trip tonight. She stayed that mile five really well. And stamina is very much a premium here tonight, obviously going to be on testing ground. And she's already proven over a mile and a quarter with a bit of cut in the ground when she won the time before. Beat a good field in, like I say, very decisive fashion. Full court pressure went into that race off the back of a win. It was well and truly put in her place. And I think that form and the time figure suggests he's going to be very, very difficult to beat here tonight. I've also got a bit of time for Kevin Prendergast's charge, Madrus, who I tipped on the podcast down in Gowran the last day. And he's not one to be underestimated totally. But whether he's got the class to beat Kilner Nog, given her weight, is very much open to question. So while she's in form and while the Jim Bulger team continues to thrive, I've got to stay with the favourite here, Kilner Nog.
So Kilner Nog, the one to look out for in the 7.25. Let's move ahead to the 7.55, race 5 on the card at Leopardstown this evening, where we've got interesting stakes here, over 7 furlongs at 6 runners in this one. What would be your best bet here?
Well, it's going to be very difficult for these runners here to cope with Collini if he's in the same kind of form that he was first time off the shelf this year. At Thirsk, went under similar conditions to tonight. He made all the running and pulled well clear of some reliable sorts in the shape of Rene Mathis and Balti Blues. Now, he got beat the last day at Haydock, but he was a bit keen that day and he got taken on for the lead. And he just wasn't quite at his best. But he is a winner here at Leopardstown, which very much suggests that he's got a good chance of repeating the dose. And on that occasion, he posted a fantastic speed figure, once again making all the running. I'm pretty sure he will lead here. And as I said, that's the way he likes to race. And he is a difficult horse to beat once he's got the bit between his teeth. I'd certainly respect Dick Whittington, albeit he's never won beyond 6 furlongs. And I think Don't Bother Me certainly has got a chance of outrunning his odds as well, because he's a course and distance winner in a fast time, as he proved last time out here back in May. But it's all about Collini. He's the top-rated horse in this race. He likes the track, he likes the ground, and he's going to put up a bold fist of it to make all the running from the front.
So Collini, the one to look out for in that Group 3 race at 7.55 at Leopardstown. Let's move ahead to the penultimate race on the card, the 8.25. It's a handicap over 1 mile and 5 furlongs. 14 runners here, Andy. What's appealing here?
Well, the one that makes the most appeal here, Michael, is the top weight, Legas de Vegas, who has had a fantastic winter plying a trade against the very best juveniles to a fair degree of success. She didn't run too badly behind Ivanitz Gorbachev on one of those starts, and albeit she was well beaten the last day down in Limerick, it certainly was no total tale of woe. The key to her is soft ground, as you see by her form figures on the flat and over hurdles. She loves to get her toe in, and the last time that she ran under today's code, back at this time last year in Killarney, she was very, very impressive when she beat a competitive field, which included subsequent win of Swamp Fox by to the tune of 2¾ lengths. Now, I don't think there's that many horses in this particular race that are going to enjoy the conditions as well as David Kelly's charge. And for that reason, I think she's got every chance of defying top weight. So, already well back this morning. Legas de Vegas looks the one to be with in the 8.25.
So, Legas de Vegas, the one in the penultimate at Leopardstown. And the final race on the card, we've got a maiden to finish things with over 1 mile and 7 furlongs, 11 runners here, Andy. What's the best bet?
Yeah, it's an interesting little setup here, isn't it, this maiden, because we've got quite a few horses have been plying their trade over hurdles and over fences of late, and the one that stands out coming here in the best form is Mr. 51 from the Jessica Harrington stable. Now, for those who have got an amazing amount of patience, you certainly would have been rewarded by following this 7-year-old in his last two starts, because he looks in spectacular form. He just seems to have turned over a new leaf for one reason or another. And that reason, I do think, because he's in such a happy place, he can translate that form he's shown to the flat. He was really impressive when he won at Punchestown two starts back in a fast time. And he lowered the colours of two horses that were rated higher than him when he went back to the same track only a few days ago, when he beat Devil's Bride and Bright New Dawn in very comfortable fashion. He'll handle the ground as well, albeit I think he's better on a decent surface. But he's so much better than these ability-wise that I think he'll probably get away with the ground. Elusive Ivy looks the obvious threat. She obviously comes here off the back of winning the Martinstown Opportunity Final at the Punchestown Festival. And Gavin Cromwell, of course, who's renowned for plenty of having plenty of winners on the flat himself with horses like Shretor, who, of course, runs in these same colours, looks the obvious each-way alternative at 5-1. So there's only really two to concentrate on in the last. Mr 51 for short price punters, or for the each-way maggots, Elusive Ivy.
Good stuff. Well, Andy, can you please just recap your selections for tonight's action at Leopardstown?
Yeah, decent card tonight at Leopardstown. As ever, quality all the way through the card. All Crazy Now gets a vote in the first race. I think he's a decent each-way bet, around about 7-1. Take a little bit of a chance that Lauren Darno can step up to the plate now. She tackles a trip more in keeping with her profile. I really like the chances of Kadra in the 6.55 with Zeb Gray, the most feared danger. Keona Nogg looks a really good bet in the 7.25 to complete a quick hat-trick. Collini hopefully will make all the running and duplicate his success here last year in that Group 3 Ballycora Stakes. Legas de Vegas, fit off plenty of good efforts during the winter on soft ground, is the vote in that 1 mile 5 handicap. And in the final race, the inform hurt chaser, Mr 51, is taken to continue his progression and complete a decent spell of things for the informed Jessica Harrington stable.
Well, as always, thank you, Andy, for your thoughts on tonight's action at Leopardstown. And remember that Racing Radio have all the action covered live with the live commentary, results and tips for all of the racing. So make sure you tune to that. Because Andy, thank you as always.
No problem. Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.